Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So, of course, I'm not flying solo. I have a co-pilot. It's a Thursday. That's what we do on a Thursday. And I just want to remind you, Florence Masebe is my guest. And it's so difficult to, in one sentence, say who you are. Because many will say, you know, actress. Well, I think there is so much more to you. But do you like the actress one more, hey?
Yes.
You do like the actress one more.
I go actor.
Yes.
Yeah. I never say actress.
Yes.
I always say actor. Because I've never heard of a doctress.
Yes. So why, I mean, apart from the fact that this is your trade and this is what you have studied, this is what you've invested in, this is who you are, all the other achievements, you downplay them so much.
Oh no, all of them matter.
Of course.
All of them matter. It's just that the people that speak, if this is the only one that they know, they try to put a hat on you.
Yes, of course.
In fact, I had, for the longest time, people who then said, because of the work that I do away from the cameras, mm-hmm. people then writing me out.
Yes, of course.
Of the work as an actor.
So, people don't know that you did Current Affairs in Afrikaans Nokal.
Yeah, okay.
So let's talk about that, because part of the reason why you can do this is because you had a Current Affairs show on television in Afrikaans.
Yes, I did. I had a Current Affairs show, Focus, mm-hmm. met Florence and
was
Freak.
Was it Freak? Yeah.
Nege'in. You know, it was an absolutely beautiful journey. Current Affairs is another big love of mine. Mm. It's just that for whatever reason over the years, I never get to choose which one I'm going to stick with. Mm. Did a lot of radio in my life. Goodness, actually, when I think about it, it's hectic.
You were 702 at some point?
I did 702. I was one of the early people on Ubuntu Radio. You know, I even did Para Para FM. Mm. And I did elections. I did news, hard news as well, because the first municipal elections... Mm. Oh, no, Nalele, it's okay. Elections 2000. So, you know, I anchored that for Limpopo out of Polokwane. Mm. So this is another place that I've loved over the years, but just never really had the space for in the many things that I find myself doing.
Then
it's fun doing it tonight.
Let's talk about your love for acting. Very deep.
My love for acting is lovely because this is where I get to show up as anybody else. This is where I get to play the things that I can't do when I'm just me, you know? Acting allows you to come alive as something else and play out your craziness that you hide in your head. Mm. You can give it to another character and bring that to life and touch lives while doing it. If acting doesn't touch lives, don't do it.
So... You have done other work in government.
Yes.
Oh, you see that yes says. I'm not going to ask you what work you were doing.
I did some amazing work in government. Mm-hmm. You know, towards the end of 2015, I was called and asked if I would be available. And that's where I started giving myself less and less time for the acting work, to be special advisor to the presidential task team on creative industries. Mm. And it was quite an important task team at the time. And so I kind of parked my scripts and went off to the union buildings and served on that task team as an advisor.
Over this time, dipping into government, and people don't know that you go into government not just as an administrator, but you have a very, very strong background in politics, not just of yourself, but you come from a family that has been invested in the liberation of this country. And so this is kind of in your blood type of thing. It's not
Sort of, kind of.
I don't think you can deny it.
I shouldn't try.
So in all of these journeys, which for me actually tie very nicely into one another,
yeah,
at this point in your life, what have they taught you about yourself?
That I can do anything I decide to do.
Mm-hmm.
That I can use all my skills to help one. They all tie with one another in a beautiful way. I don't think people quite understand. I enjoyed being on Soul City, which is why our conversation with Mia Malan was interesting for me. I enjoyed working on Soul City, dealing with issues of health at a most basic of space. When you do Soul City, you're not just an actor. Mm. You show up with the issues, and you must then become well-versed in whatever it is that is the main theme of what you're doing at that particular time. Mm. Soul City gives you an opportunity to be a public a community worker, basically. Mm. You know, so it's more than just being an actor.
Yeah.
You do other things, and there isn't enough of that kind of work, by the way, anymore.
Need it. Yes.
If we had had one on the census, we wouldn't be where we are.
Exactly.
So public education through drama is quite an important thing for me, because drama in education cannot ever be underestimated.
I think some of us are very concerned about how you spoke about this, and you asked the statistician general.
You got it right.
I got it right. about our ability to communicate. And I don't think we emphasize that enough, because we have this idea, and this will make sense to you, we have this idea that if we communicate, all politicians, government and the like, in a English-speaking radio station or television station, we've done our bit.
Mm.
We conduct our press conferences and we speak.
And we released a media advisory. I was in government, I know.
Yes.
If there's been an advisory, they assume they've spoken to the nation.
Correct. And isn't just that the heart of our problem?
Yeah.
That we have made English the main language to communicate with the nation. And part of our problem, you've just seen what happened with the census. He says, literacy and all of that. I'm not sure it's a literacy thing.
I wanted to ask how many community radio stations of the communication mix. Mm.
Because I'm not sure you can always pin it down on literacy. I think we don't know how to speak,
but
to the South
can't
African people.
All always be a media release and a media conference.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these issues need to be taught in different ways, at age appropriate, well curated programs where we can make people understand what it is that we're speaking about. We've got...
There used to be industrial theatres.
Listen, we've had Soul Buddies, we've had Soul City,
we used to also have radio plays that incorporate some of these
things. Soul City used to have an extension on radio when it started.
Mm.
So even that was important, because they understood that it's not everybody that has a TV set in their home.
Mm.
Lately, the mistake that everybody makes is they think that every home has a smartphone.
Mm.
And that if they have a smartphone in that home, that they have data.
So sitting right next to you is Leroy Mark.
Hello.
Hello.
Presents all kinds of wonderful things for us to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be in heaven, because now I'm going to keep quiet.
Oh.
Because Florence, the actress.
And I'm going to keep quiet actor. And listen and say, what are you saying when we're because, I listen to you.
Thank you very much. Yes. I really enjoy the conversation. I think it's so interesting when you have people who are part of the industry, having their views or what they like to watch, right? It's like almost finding out what Tiger Woods likes to watch on the sports channel, right? you want to know. So I'm very interested.
So your picks are interesting.
Did you watch anything with your eyes open this week?
Yes, The Union.
Okay. Halle Berry, Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you see, he's making fun of me.
Why?
He's making because he knows I'm squirmish.
But yes. So yeah. I wanted to say I have anxiety issues. Yeah. So I don't watch things that make me worry what's coming next. Yeah.
So Pamela has an even weaker stomach because she doesn't do thrillers, she doesn't do horror, she doesn't do suspense. Oh. So I need to curate one or two items in the menu.
No, you've been so unkind. Yeah. No, let's just stop right there.
I'm sorry.
You've been so unkind. That blink twice.
Yes.
It's blood everywhere.
So it's interesting for me. So Blink Twice is a movie that's coming out tomorrow that's based around this billionaire man, right? He's a tech billionaire. And he has this wonderful island where he likes to host these really extravagant parties. It's on the basis of the Glass Onion sort of movie. So it's a whodunit.
Yes, I was going to say, is it like the
Glass Onion, very whodunit, very much a Murder on the Orient Express, did it or whatever. Mm. So it actually moves very quickly. I thought it was going to be a wonderful movie for you, Pamela, because it starts off with this beautiful, handsome man, bring these lovely people to this island, and then things go dark.
They always start
very,
like that.
They always start very quickly.
They always start like that.
Listen, I love streaming. Because now I don't need to be anxious.
Yes.
I go to the front and see what happened, and then I go to the beginning. I'm sorry, guys. As I mean, coming from an actor, this is really weird.
I love it.
As an actor, I read the whole script.
Yes.
So I know where it's going. Mm-hmm. So I don't like being
and you can
surprised.
Manage your anxiety.
Yes.
I do that when I need to find out what the crux is, because I'm finding that a lot of the stuff that we're watching right now, Flo, is becoming very repetitive.
Yeah.
So we're able to do a quick, like, I can tell you four other movies that are like this, right? Yeah. You've got, it's a whodunit. It's, we're all here and we get, and but the difference here is that Channing Tatum is this very beautiful, strapping all-American boy that we're used to seeing in all these step-ups and kind of movies and Magic Mike. And here he plays this very older character.
Does he show up? Does he show up?
Oh, he does show up. He does show up.
I'm about actors showing up.
You know, he does come to work, but the unfortunate thing is that the script is quite bad. The script could have been done on a Tuesday morning by like anyone at a performing arts college. But what I appreciate is that they at least took the time to bring someone who was very unfamiliar to the role. You know, when you see a James Bond, you know the five people who can play James Bond.
Yeah.
But with Channing Tatum, I was like, oh, they put him there? Mm. It was very, very interesting. So it comes out tomorrow. It's called Blink Twice. It's a psycho thriller, whodunit, and I think it'll be very interesting to see how it ends, but it does get a bit bloody toward the end. So if you are having trouble keeping down your squirms, I think you must watch it, as Flo says, in segments and pause and walk back out and come out again.
Okay, so the screeching, it's the screeching for me in Alien.
Yes.
The screeching.
It's also...
Yeah.
In Alibaba about thing, it has people. Alien Romulus is this interesting take, it's like a sequel, it's like a franchise of these Alien movies.
Of the original Alien.
Mm. The original Alien. Okay. And I've been struggling in the week, I won't lie, to try and get the flavor. You know, there's Star Wars people, there's Star Trek people.
Yeah.
There's Harry Potter people, there's Chronicles of Narnia people.
Yes.
This one, I don't know who it's for. Because
it's for Alien people.
It's for Alien people.
For us, the ones that watched it in the TV room at
Red.
When we had no choice, VHS.
Go common room.
It's for Alien people. It's for Alien people. The ones that watched it on a set that didn't have a remote control.
And every night
so we had blankets with us, and every now and again when the alien came,
and every now and then you need to encourage the TV set with a slap on the side.
You can't watch things like this by yourself.
No, you've got to
get people into the, because by yourself, you must have friends over so that you can love it.
I think you spot on the money. This really is a boarding school common room have to watch with people, because it really, I found it to be a lot as well. It took a while.
Screeching.
So the story is itself not very complicated, because you've got this, you know, we move from the sequel now, we've got Alien. So they are in this crypt. They are in the cryogenically frozen in this ship called Romulus, right? So this character called Rain and her brother, they are on this like island or on this planet that's like a jail cell. It's almost like where they, in early mining, they take you for hard labor and slave labor. So what we via the grapevine, there's this ship circulating the orbit. We can go pop up there, and because Rain's brother is actually an AI, so he's a machine. His software and the software of the ship
communicate.
They communicate so they can disappear and run away from this thing. So this happens in the first 30 minutes, what I'm telling you. The movie is 2 hours long. The next hour and a half is us watching the most extravagant CGI I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes,
existence.
I was going to say, does it at least feed...
Captivating.
Because I get it, digital technology has helped us. Yeah. We now laugh at the ones we were watching on VHS.
You know, I was watching with my mother and my dearest driver was going, Joy, Kina, you see? And she thoroughly enjoyed it. So what I appreciate about it also, I didn't need to explain a lot to her, having watched the sequence, because I needed to watch it for our conversation today. But I think I really enjoy that it's one of those, can we stand alone as well? And you, who's watched it in the common room, can go, aye man, I remember what's happening here, because it does start.
You mustn't watch it alone. You've got to watch it as a group.
Hey, it's group work. It's out in theaters already, and it's called Alien Romulus.
You love Showmax lately.
Yes. Okay. I've got something for you that popped in as I was coming here.
We don't have it in our show notes, right?
But there's a new reality show. And you know, me and reality shows, we've got a very love-hate relationship.
Yes.
Showmax has taken the boat out now.
Yeah.
And they brought us Shebeen Queens.
Yes, man.
Tell us.
Mamelang. One Shebeen Queen is also a pasta.
Yes, girl.
Okay. Yeah. So Shebeen Queen, she's a pasta.
I think I saw the
trailer.
Yeah.
So as I'm reading for tonight, I'm like, King E. And it pops up and I'm like, and I watched the first episode, and let me tell you, entertainment value 100%.
So,
Kibo Shebeen Queen, but they're all in their little silos, right? Alina has her own one. And there's one who doesn't take nonsense from anybody, and herself, she's quite a bit of a fighter. Like, I clap in Kenya, no discussions. She throws it now. Please, if you can, stream. We've got episodes, I think, come out on Tuesdays. But it has been my guilty pleasure for the
day
today.
Where are they from? Are they from one area or different?
I think they're from the general Soweto area.
Okay.
But let me tell you what also you get. You really see characters you understand. I see characters from Tembisa, from Davitoni, from Soweto. I can see all these aunties. I can see Alina's inn and Tendega's place, you know. And even the characters, like the one character, she has a... Unesha was like, you know, she has a husband.
Mm.
And then okay, she discovers something.
They must invite Mamru to be there.
Mamru would be in heaven. But it was the most quintessentially, and Pamela and I were having this conversation, right, about how so much of the reality shows we're expecting on the streaming platforms these are going to be the ones that we get.
Yes.
These are the black ones we're going to get that understand us. Yeah. This is one of them. This
but they must
people.
Bring Mam Ruby to host the reunion.
Yes. I want to know who.
They must. They've got to.
I want to know who's going to host the reunion. So it's streaming on Showmax. Episodes are coming every single Tuesday. So please make sure you pop in there and watch it.
You know what we've done? Eh? Leroy is now going to the theater.
Yes.
I liked that.
So I also try and go around the theaters in the country. So now we're at the Theater on the Square in Sandton, mm-hmm. and they've got a wonderful musical based on the life of Vincent van Gogh.
Mm.
And for me, what was really interesting is that, you know, these classic artists, we don't get access to them very well. They are very convoluted. It's like Shakespeare, you know.
Mm.
Unless you've studied drama, it's very far away from you. This one is interesting because Daniel Anderson turns it into a musical that tells these prolific moments in his life of Vincent van Gogh, but also get to see him as a person through the art.
Yes.
So it is a wonderful, wonderful play. It's running from the 14th to the 24th of August, so we are on the final round of the play now.
Okay.
But it is available on Theatre on the Square, and you can find the tickets through the website and also on Web Tickets.
Always lovely having you, Leroy. Thank you for bringing the weekend in.
Bye-bye, beautiful
people.
See
you next week.
We are going to watch, what is it?
Vincent. Which one? Oh, Shebeen Queens.
Shebeen Queens. And I need you to discuss it with me next week.
We are going to discuss it.
Who is your favorite queen?
We are going to discuss it, absolutely.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.